Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello world. Welcome to my podcast called Rolling Energy. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. I'm your host this evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in so we can help unlock the universe. We can help you unlock your mind and your vision to energy, vibrations, and frequency. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman that was in history by the name of Nikola Tesla. My co-host will get involved in that. But first, I want to get a few things out of the way and a couple of disclaimers. First, we are not being evaluated by any government agencies whatsoever. So we ask that you refrain from asking any kind of medical questions. We're not here to diagnose, cure, or talk about any diseases. Second, we're not here to talk about any kind of income. Please get back with the person that invited you to the podcast tonight so you could get their information and their website. And I would suggest that you read it 5 or 6 times. Now, some of you may be like me. You may want to take some notes because you may not be able to grasp everything. And kind of like back in college days when you had to take you some memory joggers, write down some things where you can ask some questions. And then some people have, I guess, a photogenic memory. They can remember everything, but 90% of us need to jot down a few notes here and there. Ask questions. I want to thank Richard and Joey Matuition, Sean Doc Farrell, Diana Anderson, and Scott and Teresa Shriver for helping us on the back office in the radio control board, because myself and Irv are always traveling all over the United States helping other branding partners live their life to the fullest and learning all about energy. Now, I've got a little business degree and a little marketing degree, but the gentleman that I'm going to introduce next, my co-host, my business partner, my friend, mentor, he actually taught on a college level, a couple of different universities, wrote 2 curriculums for universities. He has an MBA in business. He and I both have built brick-and-mortar linear businesses that had sales in existence of $2 and $3 million. So I like to think we know what we're doing. We've been in this arena before. We want to share our knowledge and our wisdom with you. But Irv is a little different. Now, he actually has a psychology degree. He has a marketing degree like I do. But he taught it to graduate students and college students in universities up in Ohio. And like I said earlier, he wrote 2 curriculums. What he's known for more than anything else in the world, though, besides he has a speech degree and a psychology degree, he is a naturist. He takes people literally into jungles, out all over the world, into swamps, out into deserts, out into places you would never, ever think. And he shows them weeds and berries and barks and things that they could actually, weeds that they could live on if they got caught literally way out in the middle of nowhere they could sustain their life. With that, I want to introduce my friend, my mentor, and business partner, Professor Irv Samuels. You here already, Irv?
I believe I am.
I believe you are. Sounds good.
Okay.
Quality. Take her away, sir.
Very marvelous. Everybody kind of pay attention, because the information that I'm about to talk about is definitely fascinating at the very least. And for those of you that are sharp enough to embrace it, it will have the ability to impact and dramatically improve your lives, as it has for the rest of the individuals who already have been made aware of this. A lot of what you're going to hear tonight probably is going to sound unbelievable. And all I, you know, ask is that do your diligence, you know, specifically when we get into talking about technologies that you're going to find hard to believe that they even exist. They do exist, and try them. Prove them to yourself. Get the benefits and begin to have a better future. So let's start about the turn of the century. There was, again, an individual who is known for this statement, among others: if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And I was fascinated. Yesterday, somebody sent across a little quirk that really got me to think about this. It was a quote from Einstein in which it said, somebody asked him, you know, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? And Einstein responded, well, if you want to know the answer to that, you have to ask Nikola Tesla. Now, you could begin to think about that. I've been thinking about that an awful lot since I heard it. It's pretty, you know, a pretty amazing statement from a man that is known for the theory of relativity. So, anyhow, let's start with a little information on Nikola Tesla. Basically, he came to America around 1900, and he was a physicist. He was a mechanical and an electrical engineer, one of the sharpest individuals of his era. He specifically developed over 1,000 patents during his lifetime, and he is best known as being a futurist. And the cool thing about that is that a lot of the information that he indeed was thinking about, you know, Fibonacci and 369, and it goes on and on as to, you know, the extent of his wisdom. But a lot is certainly not even remotely understood today. We're going to talk a lot about some developments that occurred based upon his pioneering efforts in the field of quantum resonating energy that he was working on during the 20s. Now let's jump about 100 years, and we'll end up at the year 2012, little town in New Hampshire. The mailman delivered an envelope to that house, to the Hassler family's house, and it was addressed to Mike Hassler, who was invited to the Tesla convention that year. And for those of you that are not familiar with the Tesla convention, it is absolutely one of the most amazing opportunities for some of the sharpest minds of our era to gather. And Mike was a young man at the time, certainly honored to have been invited, and was excited about attending. His father, Rick Hassler, who is a, you know, serious businessman, at that time he had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera in Japan for big bucks, was, you know, quasi-retired and very comfortable. Well, when Mike was, you know, kind of given the opportunity to attend this event, he was dramatically honored that his son was, you know, invited, but he had some reservations, and those reservations were based upon the fact that the convention that year was in Germany. Mike had never been out of the United States, and Rick was thinking, well, if I send my son to Germany, you know, by himself, and he's with some of the, and I say this respectfully, some of the geekiest individuals on the world, how's he going to fare? You know, is he ready for that? And pretty much Dad said, you know, nah, you're not going, Mike, sorry. And Mike was, oh, so disappointed, and he didn't give up, though. He's not a quitter by any means, and he said, Dad, you know, I got to go. And he, you know, came back to him with a million reasons, and he kept at him, and, you know, they had a lot of family table, you know, dinner table discussions, and eventually Rick gave in. He said, you're right, Mike, you need to be there, but there's a catch, and that is, I'm going with you. And that's exactly what they did. They went to Germany together. They attended the event. They were at all the lectures and all the breakout sessions. And they literally had some of the most amazing ideas presented to them and a lot of brain swell. Well, they came back to America. Rick pretty much pigeonholed everything he had heard because it was so futuristic. He was, you know, about 50 years old at the time, and he was thinking, maybe in my lifetime something from the ideas that were presented to us will come, you know, into some viable production within our world. Maybe. And that was the end of his thought on everything he had learned. His son, however, came to him, shocked him. Absolutely, he couldn't believe what he heard. His son Mike said, hey, Dad, based upon what we learned and some thoughts that I have, I believe I could put some practical applications together for this quantum energy and change the world. And Rick, you know, was just unbelievably, you know, kind of overwhelmed by that statement because it just didn't seem like that was even a remote possibility. Well, turns out that Mike was pretty serious, and he said, "Dad, why don't you just let me run with this?" And Dad said, "Well, what do you need?" And Mike said, "Money and lots of it." And Rick, you know, not worrying about the money, he was worrying about what Mike had in mind. And he said, "Well, what do you need the money for?" And Mike said, "Well, I'd like to procure some of the state-of-the-art computing equipment. I'd like to get some software programs that will be very expensive because, you know, they are in hard, you know, in very, very limited availability. There aren't very many people that can handle what we need. And I'd like to be able to extract frequencies from, you know, various sourced items within our world. And I'd like to be able to embed frequencies into storage devices. And I'd like to work with blue light equipment. And I'd like to," and he went on and on, basically absolutely spelling out some amazing components of what traditionally would be deemed as a quantum physics laboratory. And Rick looked at him and said, "Boy, that sounds expensive." And Mike said, "A mere pittance, Dad, compared to what we're going to develop." And Rick has a lot of confidence in all of his children. And he said, "If you're serious, Mike, here it is." And he gave him the checkbook. Mike went to work, acquired the equipment that he needed. And it didn't take very long until he was hammering away experiment after experiment after experiment, working with various substrates, working with various ways of isolating frequencies. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with something that was patentable, and they filed for their first patent. They now have 5 additional patents that have been granted, so they have a total of 6. And there's a lot of ideas that are patent pending, so you're going to see amazing developments in this realm in the relatively short future. So what was that first patent, and how is it practical, and why do we need to pay attention to it? Well, I like to call it a trifecta patent. The first part of it is that we isolate frequencies from sourced items, okay? And everything in this world has its own resonating frequency. So whether you're looking at a substrate on the wall of a building, or you're looking through a windshield, or driving on pavement or concrete, or if you're walking on rubber-soled shoes or leather-soled shoes, they all emanate a specific frequency, as do all natural things. For instance, plants and the individual natural chemical composition within a plant. And mammals and each organ within the mammal. And then we get down to the cellular level, and we get down to the connective tissue, and everything has its own resonating frequency. So that's the first part. Isolate that. Number two, embedded into a substrate. And they've been experimenting with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different substrates over the last 8 years. And they have absolutely convinced themselves, subject to further investigation and maybe, you know, better substrates in the future, but they found that both holograms and carbon layered striated fiber materials are incredibly adept at holding energy efficiently. And what do I mean by that? I mean that once you manage to get the frequencies transferred into the substrates, and I would like to call those batteries from here on in, because we can all relate to batteries. They store energy. This is certainly different than any batteries you're familiar with, in that the energy is different. It's quantum resonating energy, but they indeed are batteries. So once they embed the frequencies into these batteries, here is the amazing reality that is very difficult for most people to get their head around initially. But once you experience it, you understand how efficient this process is. It's so much better than, you know, having to consume food or having to consume a mineral or a vitamin to get the benefit from it, or, you know, eat a plant or be exposed to the earth for a long time. You could do it with these batteries. And this is the third part. And that is, when anything with an energy field comes into a contiguous range of one of these batteries, the recipient receives the energy from the battery in exactly the same way as if they had consumed the original item that was emanating that energy, or as if they had been influenced directly by the original emanating source of the energy. No way. That's not possible, is it? There's, you know, that's maybe 20 years from now. Maybe man will figure that out. Well, it turns out 2012, it was figured out, and it was already in the books. And the United States government eventually recognized that it really exists. They issued the patent. And here was the first practical application, and that is something that everybody needs at some point. It is what they call relief. Looks like a Band-Aid. It's clear. It specifically is about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. And when one of these devices, one of these batteries, is placed near either a pet or your animal or your energy field, the frequencies that have been embedded into this particular battery resonate consistently and begin to impact your body or the pet's body in such a way that it provides relief, relief from discomfort, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from nausea, relief from indigestion, pretty much anything that for one reason or another ends up to be out of normal function in your body and you seek relief, these will help you get things back to a comfortable state. So how valuable is that? It is an amazingly valuable modality. So simple, and they last for about 72 hours. Then you just swap them out and put another Band-Aid on. Put it where it hurts. So isn't that a lot better than putting chemicals, toxic chemicals into your body that you get at the drugstore or that you get from your doctor or the emergency room to cover? And the consequences related to that alternative is terrible. This has no negative consequences. You know, if for one reason or another you've had enough of the energy, you pull the sticker off and you're not impacted by the energy anymore. That's all there is to it. Our world has changed. I'm going to rapidly go through a bunch of other amazing technologies that are now readily available. One is called Nitro. And what it does is it stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in your body. Nitric oxide is a gas that when you were youthful, you had a plethora of this particular gas being produced in your cardiovascular system. And back in 1998, there was a Nobel laureate that won the Nobel Physics Prize based upon their pioneering efforts at discerning the benefits of nitric oxide in the mammalian body. Couple takeaways. One, it's a natural vasculator that affords your body the ability to better distribute nutrients to every cell in your body, and as importantly, distribute oxygen to every aspect of your healthy functioning body. Now, let's think about that. Is oxygen dissemination important? Well, if you doubt it, just quit breathing for about a month. And if you'd like to, you know, kind of immediately begin to see the benefit of extra oxygen, hyperventilate or hop on an oxygen tank for a little while, and you'll see that you'll begin to get some real benefit, performance benefits. You'll get some extra energy. You'll have the ability to, you know, maybe have better mental clarity and focus. You'll be able to perform better. You'll have quicker recovery time. And think about performance. Don't you want better performance in every aspect of your life? In the bedroom, in physical activities, if you're in some kind of competitive activity and sporting competition, don't you want the edge? Don't you want triple the pump and half the recovery time? Well, nitric oxide is a key component in allowing your body naturally to deliver that extra performance and recovery. So stick on one of our nitro patches and begin to enjoy the natural stimulation of your system that may be, you know, kind of on the downhill, maybe sleeping a little. You want to wake it back up and get it back to youthful levels. Then we have an immunity patch. Man, is it marvelous. All you need to do is stick one of these on and has natural energy components in it. Again, no physical chemicals of any kind. It has vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry. It has literally the cornucopia of things that we know that enhance your immune system function. And in these days and times, you need to have an empowered immune system. So doesn't get any simpler. Put on one of our immunity patches and swap them out every 72 hours. Then we have one called Burn. Amazing breakthrough technology. Again, these are all patented and exclusive. So they're only available through brand partners, and you can become a brand partner without spending any money. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And begin to help us on the mission of making the world aware of these. So the Burn is, again, a trifecta modality. It specifically will allow your brain to eliminate some crazy, horribly detrimental cravings for things like sugars and carbohydrates. It will afford your body a natural process to begin to effectively detox itself, get some of those toxic chemicals back out of your system. It will allow your body to begin to transform itself, forming a better and healthier version of yourself, a higher ratio of muscle to fat. In other words, that ugly yellow fat that tends to accumulate and we have a real problem getting rid of it as we get older. Well, one of the frequencies embedded in this, CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, is known to facilitate the natural process in the body of the conversion of that visceral fat into lean muscle. What does that mean? It means inch loss. You know, you'd be able to, you know, in a relatively short period of time, for most people, chart the inches disappearing. And then, you know, if you're conscientious, you'll be able to watch the pounds disappear. Doesn't get any simpler than putting on patches near your navel and watching your body reconfigure into a more youthful, healthier version of yourself. Then we have something called a CBD battery. It has the frequency of full-spectrum organic CBD, no chemicals of any kind. So it has so many advantages over anything else in the marketplace. And understand, CBD, cannabidiol, is one of the fastest growing items in the world. You know, it's showing up at every convenience store and now every video store. And it's amazing at how popular it's becoming. Why? Because it stimulates a natural part of the mammalian body called the endocannabinoid system. And people love having that system stimulated because they begin to notice benefits. It helps with anxiety and stress. It relieves discomfort. It reduces inflammation. It reduces nausea. It affords people the ability to sleep better. It goes on, and it's all a part of your natural body's mechanisms for bringing the body back into balance or homeostasis. And we have the best technology to stimulate that because ours stimulates it 24 hours a day. Okay, you put one of these resonators on. We actually have two different forms. We have one that's a peel and stick, good for 72 hours. We have one that looks like a dog pet tag that lasts a long time. They're unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. Everything manufactured in the United States with these patents is unconditionally guaranteed for at least 30 days. So, you know, don't be reticent in stepping forward and getting back to the individual who invited you to this information and acquire whatever you want to, understanding you have no financial risk because if you're not perfectly satisfied, you can get all of your money back. But you won't. You, like the rest of us, Well, once we understood that these work so effectively and they are so much better than the alternatives that we've kind of experienced and used our entire lives, we're hooked because we found a better solution. So stimulating your endocannabinoid system is a great thing. And with these resonators, you don't have to worry about any chemical composition. So if you're worried about a drug test, you don't have to worry about it with our endocannabinoid stimulation because there's no drugs in ours. It's energy only. Enjoy the full benefit. Start as quickly as you can. You'll save yourself so much money. Tinctures are so expensive, and normally you have to go through a lot of experiments till you find the right dosage, the right frequency, and the right product. So when you talk to people that have tried CBD, if they tell you, it didn't do anything for me. Well, it wasn't that CBD didn't do anything for them. It was that the particular product that they tried didn't have the right components within it. Ours has the right components. Again, organic full-spectrum CBD. Then we have other simple modalities, and I'm not even going to go into the detail. We have a Revive. We have a simple sleep patch and other perfect solutions for some of the most complicated issues of our lives. I'm going to talk about three other technologies that you need to pay very careful attention to. One is an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is something that pretty much all the modern technology that we're exposed to that we consider as necessities of convenience in our lives today. Cell phones, notebooks, laptops, routers, smart appliances, your vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer, smart meter on your house, the fob that operates your garage door or unlocks your car, Bluetooth. I could go on for the next week. And we do have a report. You know, get back to the individual who invited you. They'll be glad to share that report with you that details all of the appliances that you're exposed to that emit EMF. These shields, simply stick them on the device, and they begin to mitigate the complications of the EMF emitted by those devices. You have a moral obligation to not only protect yourself, you know, for the intensity of those that care about you, but everybody that you know, love, and care about. Share the word, share the love, and make a difference in this world. Then I'm going to move on to one of our fascinating technologies called the freshness card or the food freshness card. And it literally improves water dramatically. It brings freshness back into water like nothing on the planet. And we could document that. We have new scientific validation as to its importance. It extends the vibrational freshness, vibrancy of things that typically deteriorate relatively rapidly by mitigating the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. So that with things that you unfortunately have to throw out because they get bad or they get yucky or whatever you want to call it in a relatively short period of time, like your produce and your vegetables and your bread and your cut flowers, it will extend their life by 50%. And that will save you a lot of money. This is one of those technologies that if you don't take advantage of it, you're wasting money needlessly. As soon as you procure it, you are saving money on an ongoing, continuous basis. Put one in your refrigerator, put one in your food pantry, and reap the rewards. If you know anybody that has a small business, whether it's a restaurant or a produce shop or a cut flower shop or, you know, somebody that specifically deals with things that typically decay rapidly, you'll be able to. I happen to see a guy walking out with a box of cinnamon rolls. Well, he needs to know about our freshness card. So if I wasn't doing this particular broadcast at this point in time, I would have run over to the guy and made him aware of an option that would save him a lot of money in his lifetime. Moving on, we specifically have the quintessential item in the product line. It's called an earthing card. And it has the frequencies of the earth embedded in it. If you're not familiar with the importance of earthing, you really need to do some diligence, because it may be the most important thing that you could bring into your life that ultimately will guide your body back to age-defying realities. In other words, literally, we're finding that it is reversing the aging process. Those that specifically have more benefit from earthing live longer and healthier. We could demonstrate this card simply by passing it to somebody. It improves their strength, their range of motion, their balance. A lot of people experience mental clarity and focus, more energy, a calming feeling. And others don't experience anything, but over time, they will begin to notice dramatic improvements in maybe, you know, things that elude them, like sleeping, you know, at night. They'll find that with the card, it helps them become healthier. So I won't go into, you know, much more detail other than the other thing that you need to note about having one of these cards and why everybody on the planet needs one is that they mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. And if you could go anywhere in the world to avoid those, tell me where it is, because I travel a lot, and it's not getting any easier to find places that you aren't absolutely bombarded with all of those all at one time. Well, with one of these cards, you at least have a much better reality of eliminating some of the pernicious complications associated with the radiation that's coming from those towers and the electrical lines all around the world. And now the satellites are being deployed to specifically convene 5G to locations all around the world. Get a card for everybody that you care about as quickly as you can afford them. With that, I'm going to turn my hat, talk a little bit about my expertise, which is marketing. Okay, having, you know, gone through lots of marketing endeavors in my life, I would say honestly and, you know, from a heartfelt position, I believe this is the largest opportunity that I have ever been exposed to. Timing being perfect, the patents protecting these technologies, and you and myself and everybody that chooses to become involved having the ability to take these technologies to the world, to every household in the world, to every small business in the world. They all need the advantages provided by them. And that spells huge opportunity. Become a brand partner by getting back to the individual who invited you. They'll share, you know, how to do that. You can do that instantaneously, and I recommend that you do that. Do not procrastinate. Positioning and timing is everything in a business. And it could mean millions in extra revenue over the next 50 years for you if you position and take the right actions. Now, I'm not suggesting that anybody's going to make even $1 million. But there will be people who do. Why? Because they're going to take the right actions. And what are those actions? They are simply sharing this information, making people aware that these solutions exist. Do you have to do what I did this evening, you know, describing these technologies and going into some detail? Absolutely not. In fact, if you do, God bless you, but don't do it. Because when you're conveying the information in this form, people are looking at you and they're thinking, oh, if I have to do that to get anybody to try these things, I'll never succeed, because they don't want to do this. Well, you don't have to do this. Just become a good inviter. We do this radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday at the same time, 8 o'clock. Have some guests tune in. We have a live webinar, worldwide reach, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And on that particular corporate event, and there's also one on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, they always give a lot of freebies away, okay? Maybe $60 worth of freebies to lucky listeners. So invite, you know, they'll be very happy to walk away with some free product. First-time listeners on our show always receive free product. And you, the inviter, get rewarded with free product also. So it's a win-win the whole way around. Just begin to share. And as people go to your website, which is provided to the company once you decide to become a brand partner, and if they make a purchase there, you get cash, all there is to it. And you could use that to purchase products within the product line, like a lot of our brand partners have. They've been able to, out of earnings, purchase everything in the product line. Or you could step up to the plate if you choose, like many of us have, and that is look over the various packages that are made available from the company. They run from $99 on up to thousands of dollars, depending on the value and the combination of products that you're interested in. And once you have done that, you have the ability to purchase at wholesale from the company continuously, and you have the ability to leverage with other brand partners around the world. So, again, that's totally optional, but it's a great way to begin to develop part-time income. It's a great way, if you're a little coachable and you're willing to put in the right action, to turn that part-time activity into full-time income. And for those of us that have focused and those of us that catch the vision of how the world really needs this technology and how this company is on track to become a billion-dollar company, and you might as well be a significant part of our success, you'll be able to create serious income if you aspire to do so. So with that, don't take any time to make a decision to join. Evaluate all the facts from the inside out, become a brand partner, and begin to help other people around the world learn about these life-altering technologies. With that, back to you, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate everybody for having tuned in, and that is the basic information. If anybody happens to be a new listener this evening, we, again, would love to afford you the opportunity to get some free batteries to try. We will offer you up to a 9-day through 24-day supply of batteries. A 9-day supply simply by pressing 1 on your phone now, identifying yourself as a first-time listener, and then once your mic is made live so that we can hear you, and you'll hear Richard identify the last 4 digits of your phone number so that you could recognize that you have been recognized. When that happens, just give us your first name, the state that you're calling from, and who invited you. And at that point, you will have the opportunity to receive a little additional information on whatever items are of interest to you, whether you're interested in the burn or the immunity or the wow or, you know, whatever simple 3-day stickers that might be, you know, your passion to try, you'll be able to get those for free by reviewing the information that is appropriate to your interest. And if you choose, and this is optional, but if you invite 2 other individuals to our radio blog within the next 7 days, this is Sunday night, so by next Sunday night, if you do that, we up your reward from 3 resonators to 8 resonators. So huge value, that's 24 days supply potentially, and absolutely free and risk-free to you because we want to prove it to you. With that, Richard, do we have anybody that has pressed 1?
No, we don't, Irv, right now, unless David or Liz have a guest on the line with them at this time. That's it.
Okay.
It's just the 3 of us.
I see. Liz, how are you this evening?
Gary's back. Hold on. I'll unmute them both here.
Okay, great.
Okay, Liz, you're unmuted, and Dave, you're unmuted. David.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Anything new to report?
No, I was just measuring. I've lost about 2.5 inches or so in my knee and my calf.
Okay.
I've lost some.
I've got
I'm thrilled.
And we're going to have more wonderful time.
Can you
so
hear
all
me?
You got to do.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. Oh, that's marvelous. Marvelous, marvelous.
Anyhow, I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you going south?
I'm using the earthen card. I was helping with the.
So all you have to do.
The patch.
Right.
I can't think what it's called.
Right now, you cannot use it on the freeway.
Not the earthen card, the other card. I think
it's pretty south.
Nice. Did you happen to catch our
freshener card I've been sleeping with?
What?
Right.
And
did you catch our webinar Saturday by any chance? I mean, we're about to have that.
I did, and I have a question. I have a filter. I have a reverse osmosis is what I use. Is that okay to use with the, is that going to help my water?
Well, the point that we took away from the documentation and the new scientific validation that we now have on the benefits of both the earthing card and the food freshness card is that, you know, use the best water systems in the world, use the worst water in the world, whatever, you're going to improve it. So, you know, there's no reason why not to use what you're already using if you're comfortable with using it, but you could still improve it dramatically with our new technologies.
Okay. Yes, that was really interesting. And there was something that I couldn't understand what he said about using the food freshener card. He said something about that, and I missed it. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Okay, well, basically all he was talking about and all he has done up to this point was just run water over the food freshness card. He didn't even, drop the food freshness card into an exposure, a continuous exposure situation. It was just a momentary flow over the card, and it was huge in the documented benefit. So that's only the beginning. We're going to see so much, kind of information on understanding how empowering these technologies are.
Okay, you were supposed to use the food freshening card to run over your water also. I thought it was the earthing card.
Well, we found on Saturday that they both have impact and both, individually or together will improve the benefits to your water.
Okay, so you could use both of them at the same time.
Yep, sure can.
Okay,
they have different frequencies in them, so they work in different ways.
Okay, it sounds good.
Enjoy your healthier, fresher water. That's all I can say. and share it with others.
Okay, I'm anxious to try it on my garden this year too.
Oh, watch a jungle come out of your garden.
I hope so.
David, are you aboard this evening?
That was the radio. This is the radio.
Thanks, Liz. We appreciate your participation. We're going to mute you temporarily. David? I guess not, hey? Well, anybody else have any final comments, or we'll call it a shorty?
My phone. There he is.
David. Gary?
Yeah, I heard him, but he faded out.
Yep.
David, are you still here?
Well, let me, you know, just...
Have you muted out?
Okay. Any positive activity for today to report? While you're thinking about that, I'll report a little experience I had at breakfast this morning. Went into a small restaurant somewhere and had a really nice omelet. And at the end of that, basically, I said, is the owner in? And the waitress was not very pleasantly willing to, you know, get the owner. But, you know, she gave me every excuse in the world why the owner would not be available. But I was persistent. And I said, you know, I understand she's doing the books. And I understand that, you know, you're not supposed to disturb her. But this will be a very beneficial thing to you. How about if I can indeed get this information to her and she embraces it, that we might be able to get you a major raise? Well, when you do that, typically all the roadblocks that they've been told to put in the way of making sure that you don't get the management are broken down instantaneously. So sure enough, she went in the back room, and about 5 minutes later, the owner came out, and she, you know, stood looking at me. She said, I understand you'd like to talk to me. And I said, yeah, I would love to talk to you. And I started with complimenting them on the quality of their food, which was a justifiable compliment. And she thanked me graciously. And I said, and then I would love to introduce to you. And I realize that, you know, your time is very valuable. And this is, you know, not the time that I expect you to share with me to review the information. But you see that pastry case there? You know, they had a 3x3 standing case that went maybe 5 or 6 feet in the air that had pie in it. Okay. And I said to him, to this woman, I said, if I could introduce a technology that will allow you to make sure that virtually everything you put into that case remains fresh as if it was baked, you know, right at the moment that it's delivered to your customers, and that it would eliminate the need for staling any of it out. And furthermore, you know, eliminating food waste in the rest of your pastries and in your vegetables and in your fruits and in your leftovers in the refrigerator. And would you be willing to review my patented technology? And she said, sure. Okay. And wouldn't you think that any reasonable owner would, you know, say the same thing? And with that, I said, would you like it, you know, the information given to you by text, or would you like me to share it by email? And she, you know, went out and got a business card, came back and gave me her email address. And then I said, and let me ask you one other simple question. And she said, yeah, sure. I said, you know, a lot of your patrons, like myself, and I pointed to my glass of water, ask for water. Okay. You know, and, you know, I said, if there was a way to turn that into profitability, would that be of interest to you? And you could see her grimacing, you know, at the thought of water. You know, it's an expense item. You know, number one, they have to clean the glasses. Number two, they have to put ice cubes in it. Number three, if you ask for lemon, they have to give you lemon. Number four, the waitresses have to come back and fill it. And it's also a costly substance. They have a water bill. You know, water doesn't fly out of the sky into those glasses. So when anybody uses water, the restaurant isn't making any money. And we have the ability to show every restaurant around the world how to monetize water so they could actually sell energized water instead of just pass out free water. And I put together a little document that we could share with any restaurant owner, and then we follow up, and we'll get a lot of them that are willing to review the information to embrace our earthing card technology. So don't miss an opportunity. That's just one that avails yourself, you know, every time you go to a privately owned restaurant. Unlimited potential. So, David, any ideas that you would like to share from today's activities?
Well, I've been talking to Bonnie today about some stuff, but I'm still trying to right at the moment I lost my phone.
Come on.
And it's in my car.
Okay, we're gonna find his phone.
Okay.
Anyway,
I don't know what to say.
Bonnie,
sorry.
We've been listening to you, and this is gonna
Very good. Well, we'll keep you in the loop, guys. Appreciate Dr. Bonnie very much. Appreciate you, David, and Richard, and Liz, and Gary. And with that, I guess we'll wrap it up. And tomorrow night, we're going to work a little harder to get some new guests on so that we can begin to impact the world beyond those of us that already are aware of these technologies. Thank you all. Be blessed. And we'll hear you on the radio tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with guests. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you,
Herb. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Gary.